It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being caught gawking at boobs. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you wish to call in, the number is 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by comedian Kevin Lee. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Davin. What's up, man?
Good to have you in. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. A show, gawking at boobs, is that what you
we'll
said?
Get there. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll get
okay.
there.
Word boobs, okay.
Joe Curry is on his way. He should be here very shortly. He will be running the chat room tonight, so give him some time. Pip Helix is out. It's her anniversary, so she shan't be joining us. The show shall be Kevin Lee, Joe Curry, and yours truly. On the show, school fools with a team sign that may or may not have been bullying and racist. We'll talk about that. Border Patrol detains a sick girl after she was given treatment. Comics in the news with Ellen DeGeneres' wandering eyes. The NAACP issues a travel warning for African Americans on American Airlines. Amazon offers home delivery inside your home. And weird facts about Halloween since this is Halloween. So we're going to give you
Halloween.
Some of that. This is Halloween, Kev.
What are you dressed as?
I am dressed as the Blue Man Group. I'm wearing all blue.
Blue Man hair.
Yes. I am all blue this evening. Now, you know what? Not really expecting a lot of trick-or-treaters.
It's not like it was when we were kids, man. I don't know. They're not, you know. I think adults get more into the Halloween now than.
I think so, too.
I'm from Washington, D.C. Like, tonight, Georgetown in Washington, D.C., there'll be thousands of grown people running through the streets in expensive costumes.
That's sad.
That would take over the whole Georgetown area. Anybody from D.C. know Georgetown is a huge area. It would be, I mean, when I say thousands, I'm not exaggerating, of adults running through the streets in fancy.
Yeah, but that happens a lot in D.C. We call that a riot.
Yikes.
I think
in New York, you don't even know if people are dressed for Halloween because, you know, they just look like every day it's Halloween in the city.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's
in the city. Because I was in the city yesterday.
I like how you're looking over there like you're expecting the audience to reaffirm what you're saying.
No, see, I was in the city yesterday, actually. Uh-huh. I went down to the village to pick up a prop for the show. And I met a guy down there in the village. And so it's my first time in the city in a while. I got lost. It was raining. Had some road rage. Cussed a few people out. Mm-hmm. Got cursed out. You know.
That's New York. It's acceptable.
Blown at by cabs every 3 minutes. You know how the city goes, so. But you gotta love New York.
Well, I guess we should talk about what's going on with New York. I didn't want to start the show this way, but I guess
I brought up New York, so I mean the city. Actually, I'm sorry.
I mean I'm saying when I put a show together, starting with a terrorist attack is not usually my go-to. To start a show.
Well, don't bring in Kevin Lee talking about, hey, I went to New York yesterday.
No, it's not your fault. I want to talk about it because it is our city. You know, it's you know, it's our adoptive home. It's where you know, a lot of people hang out. We all have ties to New York City. A few hours ago, there was a terrorist attack.
Has that been confirmed? I mean,
well, they're saying the guy yelled Allah Akbar, and and he used a truck, which we know is what the lone wolves do.
Yes.
And he went down a bike path the wrong way.
I don't think the wolves like that word, by the way.
That's exactly.
That's not a fair tag on wolves.
And I got to be honest, I'm not too fond of bicyclists in the city. So at first, I'm like, yeah, not so bad.
Now, see, I saw, and I had my lady with me, Patricia, when we were driving through the city, and I was said to her, this guy's not using the bike lane. Because we saw,
they weave in and out.
Yeah, I saw guys not using the bike lane that they went through a lot of trouble to paint throughout the city, and there were people jetting in front of me on their bikes. Not using the bike lanes.
It's very dangerous.
So I pointed that out. Yes. So.
Rome is worse, but New York is pretty bad. New York is pretty bad. So this guy rented a home. This is what we know so far. Guy rented a Home Depot truck. He went down the wrong way on the west side of Manhattan on a bike lane. He has confirmed 8 people have been killed. Before that, I'm assuming they were on bicycles. Before that, he rammed into a school bus. 2 adults, 2 children were hurt. People are in the hospital currently, although they say right now they are not life-threatening. So that is good. The alleged terrorist is in the hospital. He was shot in the abdomen by some of New York's finest. Thank you, NYPD. We really do have the best police in New York.
I agree with that.
I know sometimes the police, you know, they do wrong things and all. But if you look at all the situations, the NYPD, whether it be protesting or terrorist attack, we really are blessed that, by and large, New York City has the best police.
I'll see. Okay. This is going to be a long show. Oh, he was shot in the abdomen. Okay, good.
No, I'm not saying that's why he's the best police.
I'm saying,
well, the guy was brandishing 2 guns. Now they happen to be a paintball gun and I think a toy gun. No. So I'm happy that this guy didn't have access to firearms.
My point is he's still alive, and I'm not happy about that.
I understand that, but you know what? That's actually better for us because then the FBI's taken over the case.
Yes.
So they're going to interrogate the hell out of him. They're going to see what he's been looking at on his computer. They're going to see if there's more to come. So I'm glad because usually these guys take their lives, and we only get so far.
Right.
So now in New York, there is no death penalty.
Really?
Yeah, there isn't.
Unless you have cigarettes.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
Loose cigarettes.
That never made it to the courts.
I'm sorry. Okay, my point is, he's still alive. There is another guy, a mass killer, who's alive, you know. I mean,
I'm not looking at it like, hey, I'm glad he's alive. I'm looking at it as, you know, first of all, he's going to wind up in prison for the rest of his life. But more importantly, we're going to get a lot of information out of this guy.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know what? If this guy isn't skilled enough to get himself dead on a suicide bomb mission, yeah. I don't think he's going to be great at.
Well, that's
keeping
why he had the paintball, because he really wanted to kill himself. I mean, if he wanted to try, I don't know. He didn't have a real gun. That's kind of weird.
I don't think. Obviously, he couldn't get access to real guns because when your intent is to hurt as many innocent people as possible, if you can get firearms, and we've seen this in the past with these truck bombers, they have firearms. This guy didn't have firearms, so
because here goes the gun.
He wanted to get killed.
So the gun debate here. Okay, so now, all right, so we debate about guns. Bad guys have guns, and they're killing people.
Well, this guy killed him with a truck.
That's what I'm saying. What are we going to do about this now? Because we can't ban cars. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm obviously you can't protect everything. Like I'm saying, I'm just pointing to the one silver lining is thank God this guy did not have guns. Or suicide vest attached to him, where he could do even more damage. Thank goodness! Once his truck was disabled,
yes,
we were able to apprehend him, or you know, take care of any of the threat of danger to people. That's all I'm saying. I'm happy about that.
Okay, so.
So I saw I didn't catch de Blasio, but he spoke. I saw the NYPD commissioner speak, and I saw Governor Cuomo speak. New York State Governor Cuomo. Speech very reminiscent of W after 9/11. It's like, you know, don't be afraid.
Yes.
You know, live your life. If you're afraid and you change your life, then you're letting the terrorists win, and we're not going to do that. Very reminiscent of 9/11.
They are winning. I haven't been to a movie theater in how many years now? I mean, look, they have
changed. Because of that? Because of Colorado?
Yes.
Well, that wasn't a terror. That wasn't an Islamic terrorist.
It doesn't matter what type of terrorist is terrorism. I mean, it's changing the way we live, you know. I mean, me personally, I don't go to movie theaters. I try to stay out of large crowds.
Well, that's good for your show. I mean, see Kevin Lee, 15 people at a time.
Yeah, it depends who I'm working for.
There you go. Kevin Lee sold out. How many? 18 people. 18 people. He won't work big venues anymore. No,
oh,
but it's funny. I've talked about it on the show because out of you, me, and Joe, I probably work in the city more than the three of us.
Yes.
And I...
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I still have in the back of my head now that a crazy person could come in
right.
and kill everybody.
In a comedy club.
Well, we've seen it happen in Europe and other clubs, in nightclubs.
Yes.
And we saw it in Florida in a dance club.
In a dance club.
We've seen it with live musical performances. It's not that far-fetched.
Yeah, I find that far-fetched, Evan.
I don't
a comedy club?
Why? Why? It's easy to walk in. If you just want to do Mass Casualties,
yes.
is there an easier place to walk into than a comedy club? The door's open. You go straight to the back. There's the club. There's all these people sitting there.
So I think comedians... have a bigger chance of being injured by a heckler, you know, punching them or violence towards them than a mass killer or something.
Well, but no, I'm saying in New York.
In New York. Okay, in the city, I got you.
In the city. I generally worry about hecklers with weapons when I'm traveling around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But in New York, I think, you know, it's just a matter of time or luck will run out and somebody at some point will walk in because comedy clubs are soft targets. They're begging you to come in. No, literally. They're on the streets begging you.
Yeah. That's somebody gave me tickets one time when I was walking through Times Square to kill time before the show at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I'm on the show tonight. Thank you. I don't need these tickets.
But you know the layout of that club.
Yes.
You can literally walk straight in.
Yes.
And you can literally kill 80 people.
Yes.
Without breaking a sweat.
Yes.
And you can get out of there.
Now the sicko's listening to the show. Now I'm going to. Okay.
You know, listen. We have sickos listening to the show. Don't get me wrong, but I like to think they're not that sick. They're a different type of sick.
Okay.
But yeah, that is something I worry about when I go into Manhattan. So
right.
So I felt Cuomo and the commissioner, and I may have caught a little bit of De Blasio. I don't recall.
I caught all of his speech. I thought
it kind of followed the W playbook, which I like.
Yes,
which I understand. You know, it's easier said than done. Don't be afraid, but I understand why they say that. What are they going to say?
Yeah.
Stay in your homes. Don't come out. I mean, then you don't want to say that either.
And also, I think they really figured out pretty quickly that this guy was a lone wolf and that there weren't other...
Well, they're hoping. They're saying right now they don't think there's other threats.
Well, that's why they're telling people to continue with their life.
Well, there's also a big Halloween parade tonight going on right now.
Well, they would have canceled that if they figured he wasn't working alone.
I agree.
For a minute that he had some...
They are going to have increased security there.
Yes.
But, yeah, and in New York, you know, I think it was Cuomo that said, listen, New York is an international symbol of freedom and democracy. It's always going to be a target. New York has been a target since the early 90s with the first World Trade Center attack. There was two of them before they took down the towers.
Yes.
So this is nothing new for us. It does bring back, you know, a little bit of memories of 9/11. Because this is the first time they've succeeded.
At actually killing somebody.
Right. They tried on New Year's Eve several years ago.
Yes.
Times Square. An inept terrorist, thankfully. A lot of these guys are very inept, as it turns out. So here's where, I mean, Joe's not here to I'm going to take a sort of anti-Trump thing right here. Well, a couple things. So New York City is a sanctuary city, which means they work with the feds to an extent with illegal immigrants, but they're not necessarily going to turn them all over to the federal government. This administration does not like that. Their argument is they are here illegally and we need to deport them. Law enforcement's argument is these people come to us when there are problems. If they're afraid that if they come to the police when there's violence or trouble or something going on in the community, they're not going to come to us and there's going to be more thefts, more murders, more robberies. So we need these open lines of communication. It is better for our law enforcement if we know you're here and you can come to us. We're not going to deport
so
you.
So basically, they're Huggy Bear. Okay. Starsky and Hutch.
That is the argument.
Okay.
Now, this is not the Trump administration's position. So the Trump administration has said we are going to withhold millions and millions of dollars to you that is used to fight terrorism. New York City, I believe, gets the most money in the country to fight terrorism. The reality is the NYPD in the United States of America, the NYPD, is the front line of fighting terrorism here. We are the bullseye. And that's why I say our NYPD, I mean, you may have complaints about the police. They're really good. I mean, you think about it. They are really good at, you know.
Now, the legal thing, but we don't even know. This guy might be an American citizen.
They don't know yet. We haven't been told yet.
And the last couple I'm just saying the last couple of terrorist attacks, I mean, the nightclub in Florida and then what happened out in California.
San Bernardino. San Bernardino.
Yeah, those were people. They were born here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So
I was just my point on that was not that this guy was an immigrant. My point is
He may be.
My point was you might not like what New York City's doing. Yeah. I don't think taking away money to fight terrorism is the way to do that, because we need that money.
Oh, yes.
We need that money for resources, whether it be in the community, to hire more people, to get better weapons, whatever the case is. New York City is on the front line of this, and they need the resources. We're spending a lot of money securing Trump's tower. Anyway.
There's really no protection against lone wolf.
No, there's attacks.
You can do about it.
Nothing you could do.
Really, it really isn't.
No, and that's why, you know, you can't really kill a president for that, per se. It's like you know, with San Bernardino, some people wanted to kill Obama. It was kind of hard to. Some people might want to kill Trump for this. It's kind of hard to. You can't do anything. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
you got your computer?
No, because I thought you had the one set up here.
Oh, all right. Go bring me the computer, and I'll turn it on for you, please. So while Joe gets the computer, I'm going to raise my next issue, and I'll get that set up, and then you guys can comment on. This may be nitpicking. I'm saying right here what I'm about to say may be nitpicking. So we saw Cuomo.
Yes.
We saw de Blasio. We saw the NYPD commissioner.
Yes.
We have not gotten a statement from our president of the United States. He sent out a tweet. And I guess it was Sarah Sanders or somebody from the administration said he would not be going in front of the cameras to make a statement. And my argument is, this is when we need a president of the United States. This is when a president of the United States unites Americans left and right with all of our stupid grievances with each other and gets in front of the cameras and go, this is a terrible attack. We're all Americans. We're not going to stand for it. Your federal government's behind you. We're going to do everything that we can to make sure that the FBI has what they need, that we're supporting New York City. We need him to make that generic cheerleading type thing that Obama's done, that W's done, that Clinton did when the towers were attacked. We need Trump to do it and not give us his tweets, which he uses to personally attack people and insult people, which is childish stuff. We need him to step up in front of the camera.
And one of W's, I guess, high points of his 8 years was his coming out to, you know.
Well, we were talking before the show. Yeah. I thought after 9/11, W was tremendous.
Yes.
So, Joe, I mean, you're the Trump guy on this. That's my take on it. If I'm picking nits, call me out. If you agree with me, say that.
I think they're just trying to get a handle on what exactly happened. I know we all know what exactly happened. Was
well,
it
we don't know. We don't know. No,
we I'm, don't. Was it a? Was it a? Was he in fact a terrorist? Was he a nut?
They're saying so far. Well, Trump has never been one to be slow on that.
I think
they said he's not coming in front of the cameras.
I think maybe they're being cautious this time around. You know, I think
that's not really Trump's MO.
You might have just answered the question.
For like a second, he shows restraint. But I never think of Trump go, no, he's just waiting for everything. He's being patient.
You might have just, they might be going, shush, I want to shush.
He doesn't even shush when Mueller indicts people. He can't help himself today. It's like, you know his voice goes, shut up, stupid.
Maybe they're saying that now.
It doesn't work with him.
Might be.
No, but this is so.
That's funny to me.
But I'm saying they said he's not going to be going in front of the cameras, and he has tweeted. So if he does not, I'm saying we need him. Not he doesn't have to call. You know, we know this is terrorism, but I'm saying we need him as our president, every American's president, whether you voted for him or not, to make an appearance and be quote unquote presidential.
I think he will as soon as they get more of a handle on what happened.
When is an acceptable amount of time for you for that to be?
I would say probably probably another couple of hours, maybe.
Okay, so sometime this evening.
Because I was going to say we another couple hear hours. From
okay, I'm fine with that.
9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yes. You know what? Interrupt the World Series.
Yeah. Funny.
No, you know what? You know, I take it back. If he's on the air before 10 p.m., and I don't mean on Fox News. I mean on broadcast television, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. Actually, he really should go on before the World Series.
It's a good World Series, but I think if he...
Well, we need our president.
I think if the president came in the middle of the World Series, people in America right now would not be offended by that. They know how serious this is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
They're not going to go, hey, what are you... He's not
so we'll give the president until 10 o'clock?
I don't think there is enough information yet. Clear cut. information yet about this guy. And the guy's alive. So you know the cops are interrogating him, you know?
Well, I don't think they're interrogating him now. He's probably just operated on. He got shot in the abdomen. But they will. Kevin and I were talking about this.
But they will. Yeah, of course they will.
Kevin and I disagreed. I said I was glad this guy's alive because we're going to find out some stuff.
Yeah, you know? So as soon as there is more concise information, clear-cut information, where he could speak intelligently on it. I know
we don't have that type of time, Joe. You mean where he sticks to the script?
I had to say it in front of two liberals.
I'm not even liberal, but compared to Nitwit, you know. President Nitwit. I know that's disrespectful. But, yeah, I apologize.
I want to see him talk tonight. He needs to come on the cameras.
Can we all agree on like 9:30?
Yeah.
9:30 Eastern?
That's a good presidential time.
It is a good presidential.
That's what 3 a.m.
is not a good
presidential time.
Well, usually, that's when he does his best work.
Usually we do some presidenting around 9 that's o'clock, those guys, you know.
Yeah, we need some good presidenting.
He's probably sitting there going, all right, I'm going to get him. Do me some president now.
All right, it's not going to be me time tonight.
He's digest his McDonald's, you know, by that time. It's
all right, so we'll give him till 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. He should get on broadcast network television and address us in some way, reassuring the nation. We all
now,
agree on that?
Who wants to lose $50 if that won't happen?
I don't think he will, just because of the statement that they released that he's not going to be in front of the cameras, and I think he's not going to be in front of the cameras, even though he wouldn't even have to answer any questions because of this whole Russia thing. Right. But I think, again, he's got
to... No, you can walk out, you know, like Obama used to walk out to that one dark...
Yeah, like when we got Bin Laden, you know, you walk
up to that and make a speech to ensuring the American people that everybody's on this.
Or behind his desk.
Behind his desk, yes.
You know?
And then, you know.
All right.
Because I think, just quickly, I think if you come out and you have to say, what happened was terrible. We have to, but, yeah, okay. You know, that's all we know right now.
That's really what they do. That's what they do.
I know, but still, you have to expand upon that and go.
I don't think he has to. I think he has to say, listen, we're still getting all the information, but I want you to know that we're on top of this. We're giving New York all the resources. Because before you walked down, I said how part of the thing with the sanctuary city is he wants to take New York's a sanctuary city. He wants to take away resources that fight terrorism. But I want him to go on there.
I think in a situation like this, the way officials give information, I think it rolls uphill. You know what I'm saying? Where it'll go from the police chief to the mayor to Cuomo.
Well, we saw de Blasio, and we saw the commish.
All right, so we're getting uphill. So Trump's, you know, Trump's
that's
next.
Why I'm saying it's Trump time.
Right. So you would
trust me, he's not a man I want to listen to most of the time.
I understand, but you would figure, and like I said, I'm not betting money because he'll make the speech. Boy, I'm telling you. I'm just saying, in a chain of events in a presidential capacity, I would say 9 o'clock. Would be the hour to do it.
I think he's going to use the excuse that he didn't want to interrupt the World Series. But then, then you have all day.
Big fan, great. best World Series ever.
Then you're going to get a statement from the Dodgers with them wearing Trump hats. We're standing there in a plane.
No, then you have all day tomorrow to deal with it. Which
I think we need a statement tonight.
This is a serious thing. I mean, this is
it's New York City.
It's New York
it's
City.
A terrorist attack. In the New terrorist York City. Alive is in New York City. This is his calling card. I'm the guy who's going to be tough on terror. Obama, that Muslim was not. I'm the guy. This is right in his wheelhouse. This is his city. I mean, they hate him there, but he's associated with New York City. I mean, he stuck up for New York City after 9/11 with stupid Ted Cruz. This is right in Trump's wheelhouse. If he wants to get his approval rating out of the low 30s, this is made for him.
Yeah, don't you think they're not having this conversation in the White House right now?
I think he's so consumed with the Russia stuff that I don't know.
No, you've got advisors going in here.
I understand. He's got a lot of advisors.
He's going to be on the TV.
They haven't been doing a good job.
Do you think
advisors.
They listen? They don't. Trump does his own thing. Nobody listens. You don't even see Ivanka and Jared anymore. Like, he don't listen. Priebus is on a permanent vacation. He don't listen. You know, Kelly's there. Kelly's started morphing into Trump now. Go, yeah, you know what? The Civil War, failure to compromise. You know, that slavery thing was just inconvenient. If we just could have worked it out. Really? Really? Is that where we are? I mean, I get it. You like statues. I get that. But you can't say it was just a failure to compromise. There was other shit. This is the part of the show we could curse on. Oh. That led to the Civil War. Besides, just, you know, oh, you're being a rascal and I can't deal with you right now. There was more shit than that.
Oh, yeah, there was. It was just they were trying to struggle. They were trying to strangle all the business owners, all the plantation owners down there.
You mean the slave owners?
The slave owners.
I wouldn't call them small. They're not running a mom and pop shop, Joe.
All right, fine. Slave owners.
We're not sending you. You're not getting Bubblicious. We're going to show you, Sal. No, they were slave owners.
Yeah. I mean, but they were trying to strangle him with, you know, that way. And, you know, Lincoln really didn't want to, his game was not freeing the slaves. It was trying to contain the South, you know, and that's what led to everything. Now, granted, slavery was awful.
Nice that you concede that.
Yeah, but like, but what I'm saying, it wasn't in, you know, Lincoln's first order of business on his agenda.
All I'm saying is, I don't think Kelly should be going, well, you know, just, you know, people just wouldn't compromise. It was a little bit more in depth than that. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't comment on that. I don't understand why these people have to can never just say nothing. Sometimes they go, I don't know, or I'm not going to comment on that. It's very easy to do.
You know what, though? If you're not going to comment on that, then people are going to speculate why you wouldn't.
Nobody's
comment.
Asking him about the Civil War. He's got enough on his plate to deal with. Nobody's General Kelly, what do you think about the Civil War? He's going to go, really? I got my own battles to worry about. I got North Korea over here. I got Iran over there. I got Russia. I'm feuding with a congresswoman in Florida. Don't ask me about the Civil War.
Didn't we win that a century and a half ago?
Yeah, there were generals that fought that war. I advise you to talk to them. I mean, what is wrong with these knuckleheads? Yeah. They can't keep their mouths shut. All right, you in the chat, Joe?
Yes.
Good, very good. All right. So we all agree we would like to hear from our president by the time we sign off the air tonight. We would hope that when we sign off, the president has addressed the nation, and we all agree if he has not, it's a disappointment. It's, at least to me, it's a disappointment, if not failure. I don't know how Joe would look at it, but I would consider it a failure of duty.
I think it's not going to happen, and I don't even believe it's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, that's just my opinion. I have opinions. It won't happen tomorrow either.
Joe, you're going to be down on him if we don't get something more than a tweet that we've gotten so far?
Oh, yeah, we should hear something. We should hear something from him.
All right, so we'll. Right here for him. You know, I'm not asking him to answer questions from the press, man. Just give that statement. You know, he told us when he was running he could act presidential. Now's a good time. All right. So we'll deal with more serious shenanigans later on, but I don't want to do a whole show on serious stuff. So I had a show on Saturday at Catch a Rising Star. You guys have all worked Catch, yes?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
In Princeton.
Love the koi fish.
Yes. Everybody loves the koi fish.
Love the hotel.
Perfect. Anyway, it's in a nice hotel. So a young couple is sitting right up front, and everything seems fine. About 45 minutes into the set, the guy gets up and starts circling the table. It's never a good sign when the audience...
Circling the table.
Like looking down like he lost something or dropped something.
Okay.
I ask him if everything's okay. He mumbles, yeah. Then he goes to... Now, you guys know how that club is set up. There like is the stage, and then there's more wall to your right.
Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. So then he proceeds to go stage right, if I'm looking at the audience, to the wall. He's looking for the bathroom. It's not a bathroom there. I'm afraid that he might drop trowel. So I stop my show, and I tell him he's got to go through the doors, which is all the way through the showroom. Now, he's either white or Latino. I don't know. Heavy set guy, but he's like all... you know, I guess 1998 wrestler / white rapper with the shorts, you know, like the big baggy shorts and the jersey and like the jersey. You know what I'm that look?
I know that guy. Yeah.
And you know, the jersey on the back is like number 88 and it says Streetwise. That guy.
So he shops at thrift stores.
I don't know. Okay. He's going for a whole look.
He's going for
a look. You know, he thought a lot to put this outfit together for his big night with his young lady. So he makes his way out the door very slowly. I can only compare it to the slowness of, you guys know the story, when I was working in the Bahamas and an African-American older man threw a chair at me and called me a racist. And
you haven't done that to Trump yet. And you bitch about him. Who had a trip? Well, not me. Not me. Me.
And him and his older wife slowly made their way towards the back, towards the service bar, which is not the way out.
They were together?
Yes. Yeah, they were together. And you know how that club is. You know, you go straight back. Yeah, that's the bar area. And he's just looking around and I point out and go, that's not the exit.
So
he stormed out in anger and did it badly.
Okay.
If you're going to storm out, you have to storm. You have to
know your exit. Know your exit. Have your route planned.
Yes. Before you throw that chair, you must know.
I'm going to whale this chair at this fucking guy. However, I got to go this way.
Exactly. You need to know your point of exit so you can make your point at how angry you are.
How close was the chair to hitting you?
Well, he didn't have a good arm.
Okay.
Barely walking. How far could the chair go?
It was in my direction, but he was older, man. He was not working out clearly.
You should have told him. You should have said. You should have threw a basketball instead of.
Should have thrown a basketball.
It's a racial joke. Never mind.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not your act. I don't have a bunch of gadgets on stage with me. No, nobody heckles the guy with the chainsaw.
No, that doesn't happen much.
He's got weapons. Let him be. I don't like his act. I don't care. He could kill us.
Alone. That's funny.
Yeah, nobody's ever afraid of me. I'm a short Jew with no with a condom box. Nobody's fucking worried about pissing me off, I can assure you. I'm just going to carry around your props just so I don't get heckled.
So you had a chair thrown at you. Now, what happened with the guy that left out?
Catch a Rising Star.
Yes.
Okay. So he goes out. Now his girl is sitting there. Now, I kind of want to get off stage. I've been doing 45 minutes, which is all I have to do.
You don't have to do an hour.
I don't have to do an hour. There's no late
show. Is the show going good?
Show's going great.
Okay.
Show is going great. I actually wound up doing two encores. To the point, I'm like, all right, well, let's, the last one I did is like, well, I mean, the stuff I want to do is kind of dark and I haven't done it for a while. I'm like, all right, we'll do that. So I talked about terrorism. I have a terrorism chunk.
You have a terrorism chunk. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, it was really good, but I was kind to wait for him to come back. He never comes back.
He never comes back.
So the manager at one point talks to the girl while I'm on stage. I'm like, what are you doing? So anyway, so the show ends. He doesn't come back. Doors open. Now, there's the showroom, and then if you go back and to the right is where the bathrooms are, and across from the bathrooms are the benches. There he is on the bench, sort of sitting up, head flopped over, pile of puke next to him.
Oh. That's why he left.
Hope this wasn't a first date.
Funny you should mention that, Jeff. I just bring up a red? Because I have questions.
We've all been like, look at this.
Yeah, you're wondering.
And you just can't go, you've got to stick around.
Yeah, but you're probably wondering, we've all seen this. Why is he bringing this up? No, there are issues that I need to discuss. I need information on. Yeah, so because right when I first described it, I was like, we've all done that show.
He wasn't near the merch table. I know, that's what I said. He wasn't near the merch table, was he?
No, thank God. Then there'd be a problem.
Now he's fucking sales.
Look what you did. Look what you did. Right,
you fucking sales.
I can't set up because you puked all over the place, you animal. Okay. So, yes, Joe, as luck would have it, this was a first date.
Wow.
Not only was it a first date, the girl flew from Louisiana to New Jersey.
Oh, no. Wow. That's a long way to come.
So I'm assuming they've been speaking on the computer for a good chunk of change. Mm. But this is the first time they're together. Would you guys fly up to meet somebody you were just talking to online? I would.
Well, it happens all the time.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Have you ever done any computer dating?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Neither have I. But I know people that have.
Wait, Kev, a little measure of the room. Neither have I, but some people.
I'm not asking for me. No, I know people.
Many people are saying.
I have friends that have. So, yeah, they will travel to meet.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Now, so you've been talking to them for a minute. Is it still a first date if you've been talking to them for a long time?
It depends on what goes. Now, because now computers, you have cameras, so you can see the person. So now
I'm assuming they've seen each other.
So it's not a first date now, because now you can.
So it's not a first date, even though this is the first time they're actually physically next to each other.
Yeah, because now you have cameras on your computer and you can see each other.
I would, you know what, though? I think a first date would be the physical, together.
Now, what happens if you guys have pleasured yourselves to each other while
on
camera?
That's what I was getting at.
I know you were, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you.
You're both creeps.
Whoa. Let's go there first. Why? I mean, if that's the way people are communicating now, why are you both creeps?
It seems creepy, just sitting there, whacking off to a screen.
No, you're whacking off to them, and they're telling you things.
I mean,
you're seeing their part.
I regret.
You whacked off to a magazine. That's not creepy.
I regret.
You don't even know the centerfold.
I was a date or talking with him.
You wanted to. You didn't even know his name, and you did that.
I don't think it's a. I still
that's
think
it, right look, in there.
I wish I had cell phones when I was a kid, or just 25 years ago. I mean, some of the things I would have on footage right now.
Archival footage. Yes. Kevin Lee's masturbatory library.
Hey, actually, I filmed a girl once.
Did she know?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in Delaware. I'm working the Comedy Cabaret years ago. And they had the big camcorders back in those days. Remember the VH1?
Yeah.
Had that hidden in the closet so she couldn't see.
Did you fuck her in the showroom?
No, wait a minute. Somebody I was dating. But no, I brought her back to my hotel room.
Okay.
When she went to take a shower, I cut the camera
Kevin, on. You got to talk into
I went to cut the camera on where in the closet.
Oh, you're a creep.
So we're doing it, and then she
All right, Harvey.
And then she says to me, she goes, hey, why is that red light coming out the closet?
You're not even good at this.
So it's like, you know, a little
you
light
throw
on the
a shirt over the light, stupid. What's wrong with
so
you?
So I said,
you
oh,
tape
you...
a piece of paper. You don't think at all.
So I said, you got me. She goes, why you got it in the closet? Why don't you bring it out here and put it on the TV so you can get a better angle?
Oh, you are lucky.
That's what
you
happened.
Are. You
that's
are.
What, that's a true story.
Oh. It does not detect from the fact that you are a lecherous creep and incompetent. You are a lecherous, incompetent creep.
Well, at least I got late that night. But anyway, so
25 years ago, Mazel Tov.
And he can relive the moment all the time through the magic of video.
Did you watch the video?
Well, actually, the VHS is out of order now. So, you know, we don't have VHSs anymore.
Up until then, you watched it.
I watched it a few times.
You show it to your friends?
No.
You afraid she's listening? Because that was
she
not very convincing.
Could you just see if he sends out as a back of the day, so he sends out an audition tape. It's like, I'd like to see if I can work your club. Well, your material's not right for us. Maybe another year and you come too quick. Yeah.
Do you have more time? You want a headline, but this is less than an MC spot.
I mean, the MC comes in
open
micer. Minutes.
I'm sorry, Kevin. We only see 5 minutes here. You're telling me we could do an hour. Send that tape.
Hysterical.
All right. I got busted.
Hysterical.
All right. So I'm just saying, people do camera stuff back to the camera.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't really think that's. I don't really think that's creepy now.
I don't think it's creepy.
If you're mutually pleasuring yourself to each other.
But all right. But in my book, I would say it's not a date till you're physically together.
Okay.
All right.
It's
all
a date. Here is a place. We're meeting.
But you believe you can have a connection with somebody.
You can have a connection with somebody. But I don't think it's a date till you physically, you know, are physically with that person.
Okay.
I know people that have fallen in love through pen pals.
Yeah.
Day, you know,
of course you can.
To each other. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know, from long distance, people are falling in love from letters, you know.
Yeah. I know plenty of scam victims that have done that, you know. Yeah, you can. You can certainly get emotionally involved.
Let me tell you something. You could get to know somebody so, you know, by going back and forth and chatting.
Going through their bank records.
That's funny. But by the time you get to meet that, you know so much about them.
Absolutely.
Or want to be with them, you know. So it's, but it's not a first date yet. You know, it's not a first date until you're physically there.
So, all right. So we're cool with her flying up because they've presumably had some exposure to each other. Now, that being said, are you sharing a hotel room with that person?
It depends.
Look, nobody flies cross country unless and they're not planning on getting laid.
No,
and
but you can plan to get laid, but still want your own room just in case because you haven't been with them yet.
Oh yeah, just in case he sucks or she sucks
or he's
slumped over a bench in his own vomit at a comedy club.
There you go.
Plan for all occasions. Yes. And by the way, I'm waiting for the president to speak on this terrorist act too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so
horrible.
Yeah, to
fly.
Most puke I've ever seen. They're saying it was chunky. Yeah.
I'll let her take a koi fish. My place will take a koi fish out of the water.
We support the Princeton Hyatt and their efforts to shampoo the rug.
Beautiful. I hear they got beautiful koi fish. They're beautiful, the best koi fish in the nation.
Not as nice as a Trump resort, but still nice.
So it's an expensive day. You're talking an airline ticket plus two
Well,
rooms,
I don't know who paid.
Two rooms at the Hyatt?
Well, one room. One room. We'll get there.
Okay.
Well, all right. So now
I guess they weren't the middle.
Funny. Inside comedy.
Yeah.
Presumably they were hanging out. Somebody said they were smoking before the show.
Okay.
So they're having a good time. I don't know if they've had sex not or any or anything. But after your date, your first night together, after your when they're passed out drunk and vomiting, I kind of think date's over. I kind of think you've I don't know if I want to be with you anymore because you can't keep your shit together for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to say? We're on a date. We haven't seen you got drunk and fell asleep in your own vomit.
Well, in his defense, I think he vomited to the right.
Right. You see this getting
It's not attractive either way.
Right.
It's not a turn on.
Do you think it's going to get any better?
Right, exactly. This is
here?
As good as he's going to get.
A first date is your networking yourself and your best behavior And, you know, any flaw that you might have, you
This is your LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. Right.
And somebody actually responded to the email and accepted your invitation.
Yeah.
First and date,
you've got to go there.
I think you got to bail. I think if your date cannot keep their shit together within those first few hours to not pass out and puke, you got to go.
But you don't know where the party began either. I mean, it could have been partying all day. And
I saw where it ended.
It could have been screwing all day. But
she was upright.
She
was still in control of her faculties. So now, at most, you know, he's a lightweight. You know at least he's a lightweight. And does a woman really want a man that she can outdrink on a first date?
Well, anybody this can pussy out-drink. With his yeah, street. I
don't drink that much either.
No, I have a story. I was in Virginia Tech.
Hold on.
Let's
finish this, and then I want to get to that story. Plus, he's advertising streetwise on the back of his shirt. Is he? Because if he was streetwise, wouldn't he know to not get the – wouldn't he just drink the fucking beer and not get whatever was going to make him pass?
Because if he's streetwise, he knows the deal. He knows what he can handle. He keeps his faculties together.
If you're streetwise, you get her drunk.
Because being streetwise, being cool. And being cool, knowing your limits, knowing what you can do, you know. And it's like, you don't want to –
Watch a Kevin McConaughey commercial.
No, that's fucking creepy.
All right, well, okay.
I could be in the middle of a dead. He blew it a lift. No, fuck you. Get lost.
I agree with you. He's got two brands. Yeah.
Yeah, your Lincoln is nice, but I ain't getting in.
And now he's got one for whiskey. Yeah. He's got a whiskey commercial. And he
mumbles through that and gives you a creepy look, too.
Yeah.
There's a new career going there. Yeah.
So now, through the course of my act, we had learned that there was a doctor, an internist. In the showroom. So now the internist.
Yeah, you need a janitor though. Yeah, internist.
Fair enough. I didn't get to interview the whole audience. My failure.
You have enough to work with.
So was this couple local? I mean, well, somebody flew in. Who flew in? The girl flew in.
The girl flew from Louisiana.
Okay, so the guy lives in obviously Jersey.
I don't know where this might be a meeting place. Okay. They got a room at the Hyatt.
Ah.
So the internist checks on him, and they're like, "Yeah, you better call the EMT."
Get the fuck really?
So you got the EMTs, you got the state police checking him out.
Get the fuck
really?
Yes. That bad?
That bad.
I mean, it's like just, you know,
because now they have to file a report.
Oh jeez.
I think once you toss your cookies, all bets are off and paperwork's involved.
Oh no, how did your merch sales go in the course of all of this?
They weren't hindered. They were far enough away.
Okay.
You know, that bit figure that drunk. You know, you're right. Clean him up. What room is he in? Like, you told the chicken. You get him back in the room. We'll get one of the guys to help you. Just put him in a bed.
But this is not his significant other, per se. This is the girl that's with him right now. Why does she have that responsibility?
She needs a place to sleep.
Funny you bring that up. We should do radio together, you and I. You set me up perfectly. At least tonight you are. This is impressive.
We're not talking politics. Okay,
we'll get there. Then we'll be at each other's
jugular. The fucking party's over. Yeah.
We're setting the goodwill now.
Yeah, right.
Good
right.
behavior.
We have to warm up, Kev. We just can't go at each other's throats.
Exactly.
Except when the Anthony Cumia show. Then as soon as the show's man, welcome.
Time to put the liberal in the barrel. Yeah. All right, I guess I'm not going to get a chance to stretch out first.
No.
Let me just get that red scope, right on my forehead.
It's like, I remember Anthony goes, we're getting right into this now. Do you know what the two fucking shows do? We're both together. Yeah.
So now this girl seems concerned about where she's going to spend the night. I'm assuming they have a room together, but I don't know if he has to go to the hospital, if she doesn't have access to the room. I don't know the situation here. So I'm thinking I'm not going to spend the night in the hotel room this time. I'm going to head home. We didn't have a late show. I'm going to head home. The room's clean. I could give the room to her. But then I also see somebody from the club is kind of kind of wants to get in there with her. So I'm like, I don't want to interfere with that.
Plus, the guy wants to get, really? The guy?
I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm not naming names. I'm just saying. It doesn't matter.
That's not important.
So I don't want to fuck myself with the club by being a cock blocker with the club.
But not only that, you don't want to fuck yourself with the club letting her in it, because what if this guy goes back in or she invites friends?
Exactly.
Parties in the room,
exactly.
You're never working there again.
Exactly. That's the world we live in now, where my impulse is, let me do a good deed by her, let me do her solid. But because of the things
you don't know this. Let me tell you something. When I'm working a club and I get a room, I clean a room better than I clean my house.
You clean the room better than they do.
Yeah, really, because I don't want.
You're cleaning other people's pubic hairs off the toilet.
Because the condition that you leave the room is the same thing as your attitude in the club.
It's important.
And
yeah,
and how you know, and your act that night. It's the same. It's in that. Same
I would say it's more important than your act.
I work with feet. teacher who got in my car in
Don't
Florida.
Don't point to me when you say
was
teacher.
In Florida. Well, you know the feature. I won't mention his name, but we're in a car. He gets in my car in Florida.
I think he's opening for me at the end of the month.
Yes, that guy. He gets in the car in Florida, and we pull off from the hotel, and we're driving to the next city. He goes, I left that room fucked up. Beer cans everywhere. Fuck to you. You're going back to clean that freaking room.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're right.
I'm the headliner. I brought you in the row with me.
Representing you.
That comes back on me, dude. You get back there and you clean that fucking room up.
Yeah, you're right.
ASAP. And I made him go back and clean that room. Because I was going to get the phone call. He wasn't. I was going to get the phone call. He'd come back to me for bringing his kid on the road with me. So
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You had a story about, what was it, VaTech?
About what?
You said you had a story like in Virginia or something?
Oh, Virginia Tech. We're talking about
VaTech.
VaTech.
I thought you were talking about fucking vodka or something. Like
me
that.
Too. I was like, I don't drink. We're talking about drinking. The woman
just
drinking.
Say the name, would you, Mr. Cool?
You said a woman
can
outdrink you.
That's how we refer to him.
A woman can outdrink you. I was in a room, hotel room after a gig, Virginia Tech, years ago. I go back to this, I guess you call him. Can you call him a groupie? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So anyway, I'm in a hotel room.
What are we, the experts?
yeah, yes, we are.
You guys that have groupies, okay.
So,
I don't know. I have no groupies. I don't even have tolerating.
She brings out this giant bong, and she wants me to smoke and drink with her, and I don't do neither.
There's a little peer pressure there. You want to get your dick wet, don't you?
So now I have to fake like I'm smoking this bong.
You're faking it.
I fake
like she fakes an orgasm. Nobody's being honest this evening.
So I ended up getting choked out because I went like this.
Choked out?
Well, I pretend like I was going to take a hit off the bong, and the smoke actually went into my lungs, and I ended up
choking
all over
the place.
Can
I ask you a question? Can we see the VCR tape of this performance? I happen to have a working VCR right there. I'd love to see you pass out faking. Now that we know you tape every set, no matter where you are.
We looked at your tape. You're not that clear when you deliver your lines.
Maybe
you should quit smoking.
That tape having sex with a girl. Thank you, David.
Well, you know, you're one of the only ones who got caught at it.
Yeah, I did get caught. I got a cover little red light. I know that now. They'll use black tape over the red.
That was stupid. I would never even. I never even thought to tape a girl.
I couldn't do that. I would die.
Well, you don't know how to use the equipment. Honey, can you come in here? I want to tape something for when you leave. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I give you the credit for being that big of a lech. I don't have it in me.
That big of a perv is the word.
All right, as you wish, Kevin Lee, perv.
Kevin Lee, perv.
I didn't mean to insult.
Old perv. That was back in the day.
So what's going on with you, Joe? We haven't seen you in a few weeks.
I had a meeting with the day program last week. Went very well.
Promotion?
We had one of my regional managers came in, so we went out for dinner and discussed all sorts of stuff. But I got to tell you, I went to the car dealership on Saturday.
That never goes well for you.
Well, although
I didn't see any angry posts.
Well, the dealership is good. It's one of their mechanics that stink.
Isn't that kind of a reflection?
Well, yeah, but yeah, it is.
I mean, if Kevin's going to take the blame for a feature that leaves the hotel a shit room, I mean, shouldn't the dealership take the blame for having a bad mechanic?
Well, I get that. I was just simply having an oil change, and an inspection.
But it was one of the $35 ones.
Yeah, right.
Because but it's at the dealership.
But it's the yeah, right. But it's the dealer. They do take care of me and stuff, you know. So I get out to the car and I notice that the low pressure light on the tires was still on. Mm-hmm. And then I also noticed that they never reset the oil change light. It still shows that my oil needs to be changed, which I know they did it. Now, it took so long for the oil to be changed that they gave me the oil change for free and just charged me for the inspection. Because they take care of me. I've been coming there for errors, you know, years and years and years. So I go up and I talk to the two service people that, you know, always help me. They go, let's get the mechanic. So the mechanic comes out. And it was just, and he just had like an attitude. I go, yeah, the light on is for the tire is still on, and can you change? Well, you drive about 45 miles, and it'll go off. You know, it goes off after like a certain. All right, and what about the oil? Well, I just told you about that. I go, all right. Well, what about the oil light, the reset? And he goes, well, I can't get it. The knob is broken off. And I go, well, I've been.
Wait, isn't this the place where that gets fixed?
Yeah.
These are the guys.
I know, but I go. I've been coming here for years. They've always reset. Well, I can't get to the thing. I go. But I've been resetting it. And he goes, well,
you sound like somebody that's like somebody's breaking up with you. I don't understand. You said you loved me yesterday.
You sound like
a jilted lover.
I did not understand because I was this
Joe. They were saying it's not them, it's you.
But the problem is that as stand-ups, sometimes we speak more freely than the average.
You're a nicer guy to me, by the way. Yeah. At this point,
now you're not going to feel that way in a few segments.
No, I'm just saying. At this, I don't have the patience for that crap.
But you
man.
Don't have. You know? But you don't have. You know. And the funny thing is that we're a normal person that doesn't and on stage and you know is not afraid to rip people apart.
That's me.
You know, right? You know, in real life, sometimes you got to reel yourself back.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, but you don't understand. So he goes. Well, I can't do it, and he walks away, and I looked at the two service.
But he's the guy.
I know, and I looked at the two service advisors that they helped me, and they're dumbfounded as I am. I go, this is what you do with him. I go, you get him a can of wax and a rag, and he just does the cause. He just waxes the cause. I don't want him.
Why you tell them how to do their job? Yeah. I'm proud of you.
And they're both like, I can't believe he. I don't know. So he goes, listen to me. We'll get another tech to come out. So the other tech comes out, and I go, I'm just trying to reset. And the guy, he can't figure it out. I go, I'm going to show him, or I'm going to show you, and you tell him about one of the most amazing scientific tools ever created by man. It's the most ingenious tool ever made by man. It's called a fucking pen. And you stick the pen in the slot, and you reset it. And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, I do it myself, but I forgot the sequence. He goes, I'll take care of you. So he does it. And he goes, who is it? I go, it's that such and such guy in there. Short
that
guy.
Such and such guy
with that look, the hair. Oh, he goes, yeah, he's an asshole. Nobody likes him. So I'm
so
like,
why don't they fire him?
You know what? The dealer called me. I said, "How is your therapist?" And I didn't get a chance. I was on another line. I couldn't answer. But I'm telling when I go back there, I am telling him I don't want this guy to even come near my car because I got to go.
Not even clean it.
It just was so rude. And the thing about it is, if you're rude and you're good, I'll go. You're an asshole. But you know what you're doing. I get, you know.
Clubs deal with that with comics all the time. Yeah. He's an asshole, you know, doesn't tip the staff,
yep.
But he's a draw. It's the same thing.
I'll deal with it. If you're an asshole and incompetent, your ass is mine. I am going to toy with you like a cat with a fucking mouse, you know? And it pissed me off.
It should piss you off.
The rest of the weekend, because you know what?
I don't know about the rest of the weekend. But that's a little sick.
But at the day program, when people call, we go ass over tea kettle to try to help people out. And this guy, I can't get. You're a fucking technician. You're making $35 an hour, and you can't figure out that maybe a fucking pen will
reset. You know
what
he should have said? He should have said, you know what? You should really see a mechanic. That's what he was essentially saying.
But I said, you know, but he even asked. He goes, because I think I even made a couple of them laugh, because they go, well, you expect me to figure this out? I go, yeah, because you're a mechanic. Yeah.
That's your job. What an asshole.
And it's just a shame.
But that's a reflection on the place. I'm sorry, Joe. That's a reflection on the place.
I don't think that he's going to be there much longer, because if the other mechanics are having a problem with him, and he just left me and two service advisors dumbfounded, and the two service advisors have, I mean, really, really, the one guy I deal with has helped me out so much. The girl that was there, she realized that this was going on almost 3 hours, and she just said, you know, and she just gave me the oil change for free, just as a courtesy. So they're not out there. They go out of their way to take care of it. If you got this asshole that can't figure out, you take a fucking pen and reset it, right, and he's being an asshole to a customer. If I own the place, I go, pack your tools, get the fuck out of my garage.
Well, you should make sure that happens. You should. Everybody has a boss. Call his freaking boss.
Yeah.
They called you to ask how it was.
You know what? I didn't have a chance to call. I tried to call him back. It's been very busy, so I didn't have a chance to call him back.
Well, hopefully they're listening to the show. And now with your vagueness of description, I'm sure they'll narrow it down.
Well, sometimes in that, if I want to be I do a radio show, and this will be heard by millions of people.
That's what I did at the garage in New York City a couple weeks ago.
You'll solve
the problem.
You'll see what happens. Your phone will ring off the hook.
Or you can go on Yelp, bitch.
Yelp, actually. Yelp, you go on.
But saying that I have a radio show and you're going to get I'm going to make you famous for all the wrong reasons, that actually does have a little cash to it. Yeah. And I don't play that card very often. Yeah. You have to be a special type of fuck-up.
So you can actually go on your radio show now and say you worked at a comedy club and was treated like shit.
I can.
But you don't.
You know, I haven't. Although, wait a minute. It's been a long time since I've been treated like shit. I mean, Joe and I were treated like shit at a club.
Oh. Wait a minute. It's been a long time since you've been treated like shit? I get treated like shit every week. What clubs you working?
Maybe my standard of shit treating is lower.
This one place treated us so bad,
we almost walked out.
If we made eye contact with each other, we would have walked. Because I was done, and I didn't.
Should have walked.
I didn't. We were both ready to walk, but
I called the booker.
Yeah.
I called the booker before we went on. Go, listen, here's what's happening. The only reason we're still here is because of you and the audience. Because we wouldn't even do this show. But in retrospect, should have walked.
Yeah, I still relive that. I go, we should have told her, fuck you.
But it's hard. As hard as a comic, because we're such pleasers in the moment. It's sickening.
We don't have a
union. You know what? To be talked like that, you know,
fuck her.
And like I said, I go. I was ready to tell her, fuck you, but I can't put you in. I didn't know how pissed off. I know you were far from pleased, but I didn't want to tell her to go fuck herself. I'm not going on. Because I didn't know how you felt. You know,
also the place where I had to go, no, I don't know who's talking horribly about your venue. When it was Joe was fucking on Opie and Anthony talking shit about
because
the venue.
Because they give me, when the one time we were there, they give a middle and they give me a salad. But yeah, they chop the salad in half. And
it was a head of lettuce.
Salad, a head of lettuce.
And a wedge of cheese.
And they threw a little piece of cheese
on
that.
Was it iceberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, I go, that healthy shit.
And I go on the Opie and Anthony show, and I'm talking about the prior to get, and I told him, I go, yes, I go, I would rather have them give me a plate with fuck you on it, because at least I know where I stood.
Except Joe named the place, and then I'm fielding fucking phone calls.
They thought it was NPR when we got there.
No, I don't know who would do that. Yeah, they're like, yeah, probably somebody angry who doesn't work there anymore. And, yeah, that must be
well,
it.
Well, my worry is a couple of times we did go down there, because you know, I pushed it on ONA, there were people that heard me on the air coming down, so I didn't want somebody coming up to go, this is the place you said fuck you to. Shut up, stupid.
So the message is, be nice to Joe.
Yeah.
Except if you're the mechanic, then you can fuck him. He don't care.
And just to answer my question, it's like, well, why don't you go tweet about it? Because that dealer is so good most of the time, 95.
So they get one. They get one.
They got one. And the
better not happen again.
And they were very dumbfounded. And I know this guy is probably not going to be around, so I didn't want to tweet, because they are very, actually very good. And, you know, 99.9%. Tens of the time, treat me very, very well.
You need to get a different Lamborghini dealership to go to.
Yes. Yes, he's making all that money, that fat Carmine's Comedy Club money. Buying a Lamborghini.
I disguise a Lambo as a Honda Element.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. Everybody's getting along nicely. I don't think that's going to last. So stick around. Maybe it will. Maybe we'll all agree.
Hey, we'll all agree.
Who knows? Stick around. We'll be back in a few short minutes.